Even though we're given the dog didn't take the hand and put it in his mouth. Rather, the hand was in the mouth. If you say the mouth of the dog is like a separate place, separate domain, it's considered the tzamazik. Why can't you just say, my boy, I don't need to pay. Your hand came into my rishus. Since your hand came into my rishus, I don't have to look after my animal to stop it from damaging its own rishus. Okay, that was a cash of the Gemara, not a cash. The right the Gemara wanted to bring, you see that the people doesn't have the status of Katsar and Mazi. You see, you have to pay. The Balakel had to pay. Yeah.
Why is that finished law for?
Potter. She's where it's not as Potter.
So, I'm going to ask one point. And it clearly
No, very good, sir. Very good. Good question you're asking. Now try and work out an answer. So the answer is asking that how did the Gemara know to say the potter drew on the shas? Because the answer is it's a mission, yeah. The mission shitsaboy is a kenner, shitsaboy is referring to who? Shitsaboy is referring to
the other person,
if he was Rishatha, he's Potter, that's a translation. If somebody is Rishatha, he's Potter. So it could be that referring to the person who we're discussing. Shifter, but it's like, yeah, then he's Potter. So it sounds like referring to the guy who we referred to, not in Cowboy Mishusa Potter. Shifter, but is referring to the person doing it. She's supposed to appear. He did it. She's supposed to fall. Is a kenner. He's Potter. It sounds like we're saying he's Potter, but on the other guy. It depends on what? What's your solution?
Not related. Certainly the Balakir is not hired. Didn't do it. Someone takes somebody's gun, not permission, and shoots somebody else out of the plane.
Well, the mission never talks about that, so that's
what we're talking about. We're talking about one instigator.
Mission is definitely focusing on the instigator. Mission doesn't talk about the other guy.
Doesn't
know about that. That's the pastor is only focusing on the instigator. He's the one who's part of that. That's one way to ask
him. But nothing to do with anybody else.
So what's the answer then? What you're saying is basically on the answer. What's the answer then? Aim of Potter, Mishat. That means there was a change. One of thoughts that from the fact that I spoke about Shisov, it meant because he's the one that Potter, but the other guy would be Chai. Answer the one, no. The other guy is a Potter because it's Mishat Samazi. Even the Mishat said that wasn't changed. The reason why I'm focusing on Mishat, the reason why I spoke on the Shisov is because he's the Kiddush. The reason why we focus on the Shita because he's the only one that's going to get out of the grind. The reason why we're focusing on the Shita, the one who did it, because he's the Kiddush. Okay. I'm understanding how to answer, but there was a change of thought, a kind of thought. The reason why we're speaking about the Shita, because only with him it's relevant in Salah. No, not. Let's see, places. Toshima, Shita boy, Ezekiel, Stit. First place is on the computer on the base. Toshima, she's supposed to get a table. And my name is Shani, and it's totally me known because I'm going to be somewhere. In a minute, we're going to speak about Hikish boy as an Osh. His ship boy is an Osh. His ship boy is an Osh. It's mom, we're going to speak about in a minute. But first, we're speaking about ship boy as a kid. If you look up the mission, it's an editing, you see it's the same mission. It's exactly the same mission. And in his shoot, the boys are not lost. That was when we killed the person. So why don't we just say that's the same thing here? Why don't we say, referring death, we already said that there's no such thing as Rishus Amad. Killed, even Rishus Amad, even Rishus Amad, he's guy. That would answer also the first guy. Shoot the boys are killed, and the killed killed. So, yeah, if you're killed, it's got to be a lot. And I mean, the Hach Mishneh, the Mishnah, but it's not Rosh. This Mishnah of Shusa Bais Kelev is the opening line of the following part of the Mishnah, which is Hishir Boy Esanokosh, the mighty boss of him, the big Hiram Hina, it's of sport afterwards, the mighty boss of him. And it's in big Hiram itself. Yes, so the Tema, Amai Loi Mishani, why didn't we just simply answer? We're not talking about a case where the animal kills. Let's go to the Malachas. Like we say, very soon regarding the next part. Why? The Hach Mishneh, this Mishnah of Chizbeis HaKelev, Hireshe is the Reshe, the opening part of Hishabeis HaNokosh, the Maizim Boslofi. Of Hishabeis HaNokosh, which we bring just in a minute's time after this. In the pig, and it's open, so that's where it is. Perhaps the Gemara understood that the Risha is baining and Misa baining and Zog. Now, a lot of the Risha, where we said that the Mishasa, that the Kenev is Chayim, that's what we thought it was saying, the Kenev is Chayim, is referring to both the Zogim and Misa. So we can't answer, well, okay, by Misa it's Chayim. Yeah, because we're talking also about Mizaki, and therefore that's why the Gemara asked this question. Rakama Nami Maitzilog Nababaye, Mishase, Kalbe, Shechavir. Also, soon in the section of the Daf Time, Daf Chavdan, Daf Beis, the Gemara brings this Mishnah to talk about a case of Mizaki. Talk about a case where somebody goes on a dog of his friend and calls him Mizaki. Therefore, that's answering the question. Yeah, it's a small technical question. Rather asking it, bring me a ride, that doesn't have a Chatzah Mazik, from Shisha Beis HaKelev. When that same Mishnah, we're talking about where he killed somebody. If he killed somebody, he's got any different halachas. So maybe that could have been a simple answer. Why say he's talking about, after the Shasta said that the mouth of the mazik, the animal does have the states of a Mazik, but we're talking about Torah. Answer is the Pashas of the Mishnah, the Gemara understood the Pashas of the Risha, is referring also by his own. One more thesis, and then we get to the new Gemara thesis. The Afgei Lenive Besarte. That was on the next part of the Gemara. Let's go to the next part of the Gemara. Toshima.
Sorry.
You may say, sorry.
That's the Shisa. Rashi definitely learned that, right? That it was only.
Rashi learned what?
It was only by Zakim.
Don't matter, only, but definitely binding Zokin. Rashi says, bottom of Shas, the grammar of Zokin bottom. Yeah. Rashi, that definitely the Gemara understood that there's that it's referring to Zokin, whether only or also that's not Mukha. Toshima, no, what are you both saying there? What's that second answer of the Gemara? First answer was what? First answer was that. When it says potter, it didn't mean only the Mishas, it meant even the Mishas. He's the Chiddush. You would have thought the Mishas should be Chayim, Mashon, even he's potter. But the person, the animal owner, of course he's potter because it's Chatzah Mazik. He made a mistake. Only the Mishas is potter. The Balakel is Chayim. But why is he Chayim? Not because he bit the hand that's in his mouth, rather the Afke, the Nive, the Salpe. It stretched out its teeth and scratched the hand. Therefore, it's not Chatzah Mazik. Could be the man that mounted the hand, it's the Chatzah Mazik. And if the hand is there, some, he would be part of it. I don't have to look after the animal from damaging its own shoes. But we're not talking about that case. We're talking about a case where it stretched out its teeth and it's scratched. Since this is the poshut point, this is the Afghan and Nibi Visalti. Have a motzi nishui. Have a motzi. You didn't have it opened up in yours. The fancy ones haven't changed it. All right. Have a motzi. Have a hey bob. Motzi is a man. Have a motzi nishui. He could have answered something else. Kigoi. Sheloi hichnis yad kaveri. The hand of the person that wasn't introduced into the mouth of the animal. The kelev itself took it. when the animal, when the person goaded on that dog, the dog went and jumped at somebody's hand, snatched the hand, put it in its mouth and bit. Oh, what would that do? Why would we have answered that? Why would that be a good answer? Maybe you have to put your mind in the mind frame of the soil of the Gemara. What was the soil thinking when he asked the question?
Well, we're trying to prove that the mouth is the mouth of mouth.
Right. In which case did we need to try and prove it?
No, don't say it.
What was its story? Then let's try and remind ourselves that the mind frame of the show. The moment, at this moment, stage of the Gemara, before we get to the Kimon of the Dash, we thought, in this stage of the Gemara, we thought that if the animal picks food and eats it, then it's chayk. So it doesn't make a difference if the mouth is a separate domain or not, because he took it. It had to take it. If the animal suddenly puts food in the mouth and the animal said, no, that's a shame, do we say the mouth like it's a lot? And all these cases of the Gemara trying to prove, like it said, we thought we were talking about cases where somebody put the hand in the mouth of the snake or in the mouth of the dog, and the dog, all the dog did would bite. That's what we thought. That was all the show. So we've got a question. Why is the knockoff? Why is the kelev chayev?
It's in enter the mouth.
That was one answer. Well, he could have answered it, but the dog actually took it. And if the dog took it, then everyone agrees that the dog would be chayev. The only reason why we thought the mouth is on din of a tzaham mazik is only if the animal didn't take it. If the animal did take it, then everyone would agree that the mouth is. How do I know that? How do I know if the animal took it and everyone agrees the animal is chayev?
Could I
to think before you suggest an answer here? How do I know that everyone agrees that if the animal takes it, then it'd be chayev? Irrelevant if the mouth is built in with tzama and the tzama is there. The Rebbe comes on the previous case. At this stage in the Gemara, yes, it's happening. How do we know that? This stage of the Gemara, the Gemara asks the Shaya. People, there was only talking about a case where the animal didn't take it. If the animal did take it, then the animal would be chayev regardless. How do I know that? That's what he's thinking. The Maskana of the Gemara is not like that. The scandal of the is, even if the animal takes it, it doesn't eat it, it's just anything, there'll be a photo. But this stage of the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is thinking. The Gemara is thinking that the person, if the animal takes it, it'll be chayil. It's only if somebody feeds him, it'll be photo. Why does the Gemara think so?
When you tell me that what's my dog, man, it's naturally dog takes the food, then
Very good. Why are you bringing your eyes from Sanhedrin? Why are you bringing your eyes from the Mishnah in Baba Kame? Right? The dog takes the cat.
Those cases were all taken.
Oh, very good. So that's why you didn't bring your eyes from there, because taking is your time. That's if you bring me your eyes from Mishnah, this is what you're thinking. You're thinking if you're taking your chayim. No, if that's what you're thinking, then I've got a very simple answer. Why is Baal HaKelev chayev? Because it was his shirk, and what happened? The dog took it. Not that the man was in his mouth. The dog took it. That could be a very simple answer. Says Tosafot have a motzi. He could have answered, you're going to the Yichlet Yad Chaveri, that right, El HaKelev Atzmei Nocho, but rather the Kelev itself took it. She said, when it was goaded on, that would have been a very good terrorist. That's why it's tied. Elo, the Shani, but the answer, the Fimash is Sobel. The Shoyal thought that we're talking about the handles in. So he answered the question based on what he thought. I could have answered back and said, you know what, you got it wrong. You got it all wrong. Yeah, that's why I could have answered back. You got it wrong. And it's not talking about that kid.
proven that when the animal took it. But why not? If you think the animal didn't take it, I'll do that human being. What do you think? Five, very good. Now we're starting the last part of the Gemara, and then you smack above the Gemara. Yes, you can.
I'm still bothered by Tokov's opinion holding that the very custom apply both to taking as well as to the eating. The eating has to be an allocation. Because we still have our we did learn earlier on where you had this long.
Yes.
And I guess before this.
That's what we explained to them. Yeah, very good. Yeah, yes.
So it's still bothered because the animal that's in, she's surviving. Who has and the person's long, like spaghetti, like spaghetti squash.
Yeah.
Spaghetti squash. And so the part that's on Shinsu, they start out in Shinsu robbing, but the part that it continues eating from is pulling it as he's eating it, and it's moving from the Shinsu into the animal's mouth. Yet the animal's four paws or four hooks are planted in the rubbing or the side of whatever it is,
right?
And that he'd be
tired.
It's like slipping spaghetti. The spaghetti part of the spaghetti is on.
Anyway, he's tired.
Huh? But wasn't he tired?
Much in the food to you, but it's going to come in here, still in this path. That's what you're thinking, man. And then I'm going to have a problem with the players. I'll cool it. I'll put the food to store. I'll cool it. But it's just a little bit of a sea. I'm going to say, there's a massive chance like that. Yeah, so it's okay. So they're standing outside and he eats the whole thing, even though by eating it, he's taking it from the pot that's inside. It's since he's standing outside, it's been possible. Have a look. The Papa Mulari is not making it up. There's the Russian that you're facing. That's the answer to your question. Yeah, about two dots. You're facing, we can come over here with Silas Pastor. And Rashi said, you're facing, you meant like 20 lines down. If he eats it, it's a pasta, right? That's right. If he eats it on inside, you'll be hit on the whole thing. If he eats outside, you'll be hot on it. It's in what we know. That's why did you? That's why you should ask any time. Because if you're asking from other places, first of all, then do well. Or well, then see if a question is relevant instead of trying to get bogged down. Fine. Okay. Listen. Here we're ending off the sugar on Shin. This is the last part of Shin. And this is something which we've been, you don't do the Gemara told. So let's try and work it out. Hanu Izi, the Beit Talmud. You got to give me an kiv. Hanu Izi, the Beit Talmud. First words on line is Hanu. Which parents you have it? First words on line is Hanu. Hanu Izi, the Beit Talmud. There were these people, these goats of the Talmudics. Talmudics is the name of the family. The Beit Talmud, they have a master of Rabbi Yosef, they were causing Rabbi Yosef a loss. Why were they causing Rabbi Yosef a loss? They're eating his stuff. Oh, many Abayis, Rabbi Yosef said to his Talmud, Abayis, Zil Emel of the Mirayo, these go and tell the owner, of these goats, they should
Where?
The wrong way. It's causing me a loss. Amalei, Abaye turned back to Gesi and said, Amar, why should I do that? My evil, why should I go to him? He has illness. If I go to him, Omri, and it turns out the animals are eating up the produce of the reason. Please lock them up. Omri, they'll turn around to me, or he'll turn around to me and say, Lidurma, Kedir Bali. You, Mr. Agasif, Rabbi Yosef, you've got a pension on yours. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
You've got a pension on yours. So why should I go to, why should I go and tell them to lock up? They'll turn around to me and say, you can't have your family. Well, my animals are causing your produce getting destroyed. Oh, very good. Okay, so what do you want to do about it? Put a fence around your fence, your field. My animals won't come anymore into your field and won't cause any damage. Sounds familiar, Yossi, right?
Weird.
Read the Gemara. E Goda. This is such a locker. That person has to put a fence around his produce. Right, that the onus of responsibility of looking after your staff is on the balabais, on the nizik. Every shen has that. Every shen, the animal comes along and eats your produce. So, no, don't need to pay. You should put a fence around it. And if the fence, if you did put a fence around it, the animal would be there. Right? So how do you have a case in 37 of the app that you have to pay? Answer the Gemara. Two answers. One is Kisha Kosko. That you're finding the case when the animal dug underneath. That's where you have a Kisha Shem. Inami, the novel Gudo, Belelo, or that the fence fell down at night and the owner of the animal knew about it. The owner of the field didn't know about it. Therefore, the owner of the animal is responsible. Adkan Dibya Gemara, very simple Gemara. Now, Bayan turned around to Rabbi and said, I should go tell them. They'll see. Go tell him to lock up, go tell you to lock up the fence, lock up your problem. So, who is the owner of responsibility when looking after somebody else and look to make sure that his own produce doesn't get damaged?
The Bayan was by that.
Oh, very good. Good heart. It says Rashi. Beit Abu, Shem Mishpacha. That's all Rashi helps us with. Shem Mishpacha. Oh, so now we have to understand what's going on here. Is it true that the onus of responsibility is on the Nizik? There's places. There's this. Yochli Lameime. This is what Abai said. They could say that. Abaye was trying to wheedle himself out from going on this message. He didn't want to go there. Because it can't be that this is the halacha l'maaseh. It's just not true. He's saying what they'll say back.
If
an animal eats inside the shop, he has to pay. We don't know why you should have locked up your shop. You have to pay. Why do they have to pay? We don't say the person should have looked after his own produce. On the previous Mishnah. This taste is really seen. The Gemara didn't ask, did he pater balakere in the charah? The owner of the dog shouldn't have to pay for the charah because the owner of the goldish didn't look after his kerkere. When the Gemara asked the question, which made us say that answer. What was the question? Why the balakere doesn't have to pay for the goldish? The Gemara didn't ask, why did the Balakere have to pay for the Charoah? Didn't ask that. What made us say that the Balakere should put a fence around it? Because what made us, what was the question that made us say that answer? What was the question the Gemara asked?
Why should Paul Kelly be solely responsible for the Yiddish? that the Baal Barash also
has a half of the Godish. So it sounds like there's going to be no offense around it. So that was on that thing. I asked that question. I never asked it on eating the charah. I said it was the first thing. The Mishnah said, no, but we don't know that yet.
Oh,
the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, on the second half of the Mishnah, the Gemara's got a question, why shouldn't the Baal Gachenes have to pay for that? To which the Gemara answers, no, there's a fence round. But the Gemara only introduced the fence round it to answer the question on the last part of the Mishnah. On the first part of the Mishnah of Alakharon and Ezek Sholim, the Gemara didn't ask, why should he have to pay? That there's no fence round it. The Gemara didn't ask that. Then why did the Gemara ask on the second half? If we knew there's a fence out there, that's what we didn't ask on the first day, then why are you asking on the second day? When? If only there's a fence out there.
Even if there wasn't a fence, I would assume, I'm reading it. Even if no offense, I would say the bottom hidden had a responsibility to
why the dog. Very good. That's what I'm
going to
do.
Not
very much. Stop there.
I'm looking to answer
that. The question is that if a guy damages a loaf of bread, the balak can't damage a loaf of bread, even if the balak didn't put a fence around it, the Baal Gachenes got it. Not having him. Just like Poshut. I can be Poshut without him. Okay, so that was very good. That's what takes to bring your eye from. You might come to take the Gelsa. Very good. Don't bring your eye from the Patrick Moore never asked from the Kelim, eating the Pharaoh, and it's Poshut to us. It's Poshut to us and the onus of responsibility on the dogger. Is on the dog owner and not on the person who owns it or the bread.
It's Pasha does that Abaye's lying over here.
Right. So Abaye knows that this guy who lets his animals roam the street is a difficult person to work with. That's what he knows. And he doesn't want to deal with him. He doesn't want a broken nose. And that being said, that's why the guy is not going to answer back.
So you guys are lying. As opposed to just saying, I'm sorry, the guy for Ali, I can't go with it. Okay, so. So Kanievsky, if you would ask him such a thing, you would expect him to joke around like this and lie. That'd be coveted for him to do, as opposed to.
Jesse, you don't know what lie means. That's the problem. You have to know what guess
was. That's hard, then. And they would do wrong. And they say, but he's obviously not looking like this. That's a huge mistake.
The same thing, okay. So that's what Jesus said, because it's first of all, not Mishnah's clearly saying that the onus of responsibility is on the Kelev. And we have the previous Gemara also showing that so it's clear. Yeah. Also, when you take a chalus,
the door is closed.
At the beginning.
Somebody will go in. The dog's stuck in. That's Ali.
Since you have the coupon, you know the door's going to be open and dogs can come in. Therefore, you better look after it. So whose fault is that? Okay.
It's
more than one. Okay. Sit there and talk. I have been just making the dog the same as we shoot the rabbit.
You have to climb on top
of the dog. Well, they do it. All right, it's fine. They do it. These dogs do it. These animals do it. All right.
The owner was playing to watch a dog. So what? My dog was up. Should have gone there.
So you say he did some type of protection?
That's protection. It's fine.
Okay. And the rabbit from the previous Mishnah, which we just said. So, you might have asked on the Baal HaKelev, Harara only asked on the Malagodish. Those are the three eyes of Tosis. Each one of them you want to try and be master. But if you had a class, that's three ones. You don't think, did anyone say
Did
Rashi say how much? Rashi didn't say anything. So there's the oh, so look at the roof. Yeah, let's have a look at the roof. Yeah, have the roof. Let's
see the roof. Yeah.
We like the roof, right? No? Go on. I've said where to find it as well.
I don't have it.
Down the roof.
It's not in this one.
Okay. So it's all of about five words. The roof is on that, who's on the page? There are no fancy ones right there. Tom, I'll read out aloud. The Kaimalanka of Yosef. Do you have it?
He's in the
roof,
it's just waiting for the spot.
Roof, we've looked at the roof.
Perish machine.
The roof. Now, Kaimalanka of Yosef.
You see the
Mishnah here.
Look
at Yosef. The pierce around the room.
It's always on the rib. Just pull the rib. Why are you calling it
Yosef? Okay. Look at Yosef with the pierce around it. And if you have a look, and do you see the Mishnah into town? Right? So now go three lines before, four lines before.
Yeah.
A bit early even. How is he? Maybe six steps. Yeah. You have it there as well, if you have it?
Yes.
See the Mishnah of Gemalot. Ezu Tam.
Go higher.
And we use it higher. Yeah, how is
this? This word is low.
How easy. All these goats. The Beit Talbu. Now we come after the Lord of Israel, of course, the Jews have a loss. I'm going to tell the owners that it's Na'ino. They should
put them away.
Why should I go? If I go, they'll tell me to tell you to lock up a fan, your staff. If it's true, how would they have a case of Shem? You should also, when the animal was tunneled in. That's the case of Yubichai. Not even off a good Melina. Or if the animal fell down at night, and the owner of the animals knew about it, the owner of the field didn't know about it. The Kaimelon Kev Yosef, if we pass on Yosef, the lesson of the Maya, we don't pass on Gemaya. There? What did he say? The Shinuyo Balmohu is just simply or the Chuy Balmohu, that changes too. It's just a different Balmohu. It is simply a way of getting out of washing the dishes, right? That's what. He didn't want to do this, so he came up with it. So if you look at the Namuke Yosef, Yosef, it is about 8 lines before the Mishnah, rather than your fancy one from the Yosef. Okay, Paschal. Every single Mephorish passing this way. Dashnuye leisomchino. We don't rely on this. Dichoy, v'oid, v'abai v'ishayte, Talmud, tayyish, v'fnei Rabbi Yava. Furthermore, the Tabaye is a Talmud versus the Rebbe, Yosef. So every time you have a Rebbe versus a Talmud, Rebbe is the one who's correct. Even if Rabbi was being chay, we can have it. So that's the halacha mitzvah here. You're going to remember this, learn by it. Who's the owner to look after the property? If property gets damaged, the owner is on
the one who damages. The one who damages is one that sells out to the property and not the one whose property gets damaged. Can't go down to a white people talk to your own thing, right? It's as clear as day. Couldn't be clearer, right? Black and white. In places. What's the rest of the Gemara? What's the rest of the Gemara? The E Goda. And if you're saying he puts a fence around it, shame the character. That's a novelty of a Kiddush. You have to put your fence around it.
Yes.
Because how would he ever get to share? Yeah, he answered. What's his turutim? What's his turutim? Chukosa. Yeah. Chukosa. What was the answer to Chukosa? You've seen him before. You should be asking him. What's the difference of Chukosa? You're not sure. He should have been jumping.
Ask him.
First day to the Gemara. Chukosa. That's the Nadam. And that's the case where you're 5%. Yeah? Do you remember the Gemara Muhammad Aleph said, Zoysi Meres, Stam Klovin, Stam Dalsits, Faturis, Meitzel, Kev. How about every animal?
Well, there I also put for you because he's saying that he didn't know. Well, that word,
every kind yeah, of okay. Life. So if you did what you have to do, you don't need to do more. That's true. But the Kev is guy. Why? Because Klovin. Here we say even sheep do that. Well, that's not a big mass of Ahmed Adam. So, all right. And Ahmed Adam is the same as some does to do this in its own care. Kiro finished by Klovin. Klovin, they channel underneath. And here we say no. But let's add a little bit more of a difficulty. Yeah. Do you remember Rashi learned some does to do this in its own care? Rashi said, well, it's a machine. Don't say it's Mishunah. It's not Mishunah. It's not Mishunah. By Klomim, it's not Mishunah. The Mashmah by sheep, it's Mishunah. That's right. It's Kerem. It's El Kerem. Don't say Stam Dalsik Katurisin. Stam Dalsik Katurisin. It's El Kerem. For Kerem, it's a normal thing to do.
But that discussion is dealing with it. Maybe we're dealing with it. But I'm thinking sheep because sheep are not involved.
Stam Dalsik Katurisin. Yeah. That's our rich cognition. All of the Bible cognition says here we're talking about it done and it knew about the owner of the animal. The owner of the animal knew they done. That's the difference. In the case where the dog channeled underneath, even if the owner of the dog didn't know about it, it'd be chayev. So they should have expected the dog. Some dogs is actually saying it's okay, but that's not by sheep. But by sheep, if the owner of the sheep knows that the sheep would channeled underneath, then the owner would be hired for that, what he did. Okay, so this is all for tonight. We can close up the books, we can go home, because now we know once and for all we put Yossi's thing to rest, that Yossi always felt like a buyer was trying to wheedle out the answer, but we've seen, Colin Fulshin, says that if you have something which got damaged, left lying around and got damaged, the owner of the damager has to deal with the problem and not the one who left it in his lying around in his own property. Just want to share with you a bin chanal that we have on the page. You have a bin chanal on the page, yeah?
Yeah.
No, 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 I'll ask you. How easy the debate out? You have a bin chanal?
Yeah.
You ever have a bin chanal on the side of the Gemara?
Earn more?
Yeah. A bin chanal. One of the highest ranking Rishayim. They say about him, called Vorodib Kabot. The Imam is very, it was discovered a bit later on. Every time Be'alocha says it discusses now that we found Rabbi Nechanana, that's a different story. So Rabbi Nechanana is not something to like. And this is Rabbi Nechanana, which I'd like to learn together with you. You see where it is? How easy to be terrible. It's you have it on yours. You must have it somewhere. There.
Yeah,
I've given them to find it. How easy to be
terrible? It's very
Yeah, both sides. Which one's on? Right side. I think so.
The other one starts off with
saying that it is
brackets and I say
the brackets. Yeah, so this one is on the left side. How is the debate table? Hey, maybe I'll share it with you on the screen. A second. Over camera, I'm on the base. Okay, Anu Izzy the Beit Alba. Where is this?
Lamar is the person.
Share screen. Okay.
Anu Izzy, it's in the other one on the screen. Anu Izzy the Beit Alba. Now I'll post the place on to that. They recall the case of a loss. He told them, go and tell them to look after their property. They'll turn around and they'll say, the Baalim, you don't get the Nisodeo. Then the owners of the field should put a fence around it. They should have graced it. Graced it onto them back. And call solid blue. He said, if it's true that all fields have to be locked up, I give simple beam is the Akir. That one is in the Mishnah. Then the Pasuk that's your Kai Pashan, Hiki Mishkan.
I'm not being taken seriously.
For Paika Maya and the balance is back. Kisha Koso, Abeima, Agido. If the Abeima dug underneath the wall, or you know, when I get the belay, the fence fell down. The next time, aim of the offer. Okay, I got my shin fears. All the best saw them. Shein a gduro in a field that's not locked up. Hashem pituro. No. And Hashem pituro. Hashem pituro. Hashem pituro. That's what Abai answers back. No, on the hoda Abai and Abai's answer stood. Velo yifrche. And wasn't refuted. Behold the Machin Jabo. Okay, we're going to see in a minute. Behold the Machin Jabo. Read him Rabbi Yisrael. Samchoy, you can see here. And therefore, Rabbeinu Hanan and Paskin, that the Chiyuv to look after the property is on the one level there.
Yes.
It is unlike. You missed it, sure.
But
how can that be? It could be. As I told you, but how can it say the
Rabbeinu
Chanan was discovered a little bit later? Oh, it could be. Could be. Maybe that's not a shot. But Rabbeinu Chanan holds that the Abaye was not trying to get out of a little task. There was a serious halakhic shaila. Who is obligated to look after? Is it the Nizik or is it the Mazik? And the Abai held on the Nizik too. Basically, well, what's so weird to stay after then? Whenever do you find Shem? Which Abai answered back, you find it by Tire, you find it by the wall falling down. But in this situation, when your fruit is left open in the sphere in the field, you are going to have to look after the, your own produce. And if you don't, the Balaam. Izzy is not chayav. The girl is not chayav. And Mevana holds that is halakha. Nice. Let's look. I don't mean like Baruch Hashem. What does that mean again? Okay. Now let's look at the Rosh. The Rosh. This is we have to thank Diane Solomon for this Rosh. I didn't actually see it myself until he told me about it. I came to it with a bit of depression. I said, what am I meant to do? I'm going to take this. And then I discovered the Rabbeinu Chananel, and Yossi's going to have a feel of it. So he said, yeah, and there's also the Rosh. So let's see the Rosh. Well, I did look at the Rosh after he told it to me, so let me share the screen again. The Rosh. You know how to find the Rosh?
Yeah.
Of the camera, base. Damon. You done it. Maybe it's not you about it.
Yeah.
Name of Newt. Name of Newt.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know Izzy the Bay Talbot. It says everything more. I need the Bay Talbot. I'm a master of the Yasin. I'm going to buy a. The name, man. The order, you don't have the Rosh. You didn't know more? going to learn the limits in The Pasak Halacha Kabbai. Now, what are we going to do with the rise of Tosin? I hear the Rosh answers the rise of Tosin. Umoida Abaye, the Be'il im Nichris on the Chatzan is in for Ochlo Techayeres. Even Abaye will agree that in the city, then he would be Chayer. And he can't turn around to all the fruits and say, well, you should have looked after it. Why? Peasant can't keep his door locked in all time. Therefore, it's going to be open. And therefore, the owners of responsibility is now moved over to the animal owner. The shepherd has to look after the animal when he's taking it through the city. If the animals are already all over the field, they're not walking through in a organized fashion. He can't look after all his sheep. They shouldn't go into other people's fields. Therefore, a person to look after his own field. Everything is the previous situation. That's how the Rosh is learned. In town, since it's not possible for the owner of the property to look after his property properly, therefore the onus is on the animal owner. In out of town, since it's not possible for the owner of the animals to look after his eating property, therefore the onus of responsibility is on the owner of the field. It pays in accordance to that.
Really accepted norms.
Right. So maybe that's how the Rosh explains the Rosh Hashanah. And then it comes out with a bit of Pshara. It's not a blanket rule of the Rosh Hashanah. The onus is on one person, but all the kinds of situation. If it's in a situation, that answers the question. Tzidir Rechava. What do you want me to do? I'm going shopping. I need to put it somewhere. So the onus of responsibility is on the animals. He had the door open for shop for the clients to come in and out. Okay, the owners of responsibility on the animal, Mashenkin outside. Where it can't be possible for the owners to be on the animal owner because the animals are all over the show. They splash it. They go to eat in all different places. Then the chiyuv is on the barha, so there to look after the thing. Where was the buying robbers? Where was the story of the Yosef? Must have been out of town. So what was that now of Yosef saying? So how do we ever have a case of Shem? The Yosef asked, if you're right, Abba, you have to put a fence around, I have to put a fence around my own field, how do we ever have a case of Shem? Things could be very possible in town. In town. The Gemara didn't answer that. But the Abba answered, Kishachosso, Abba answered, when the wall fell down, why didn't he answer in town? Says the Rosh, it's finished off. All the parish, Shen the Chayiv here in Chicago. So that was the Gemara asked. So if he used to turn around to Abai and said, how would he have a case to be Chayiv? Here she meant to say, Shen the Sibikro. Uvia, what's the word after Uvia? No, sure, what's the word after Uvia? No, in the Pasuk, Uvia. You're sure you should be taking a sleep. Uvia. Be stay. Wait, so they're out of town. So there, how do you have a case that the owner will be, owner of the animal will be chay? Well, maybe it's the after. So we've come, Baruch Hashem, we finished. Come on, now we've still got a little bit of the Gemara still to do, but we finished the sugya of Shen, and we finally came to a conclusion about the sticking point which we've had the whole way through.
That last question.
that what was Abaye's question? What was Rabbi's question to Abaye? That how would he ever have a case of Shem to be Chaya? The very simple answer, in town you have to have a case to be
Chaya.
So why didn't Abaye answer that? Because if Rabbi's meant to ask, that the Shem of the Apostle will be in Bistay Akhe, in Saber, outside, how would he have a case that the owner of the animal would be Chaya? Answer is, when the owner of the field did put up a fence, but it was supposed to have all the wall fell down. So we've come to a conclusion on this point, that it's not so black and white. Most poskim, which is tested, there is, most poskim from a fortune of the book, it's a paskim that Yashar was always espousing is nonsense, nonsensical. Bigmar was only, Abai was only saying it to get out of going, and that shit was tested here and before. But it's true that it's Rabbeinu Chanan who holds otherwise. He holds that the onus is on the owner to look after his produce. Says the Rosh, only out in town, not, and that resolves all Tosis's kashis. Very good schmuck.
In town, no crap. There's no response. Saying in town, the onus is only on the dog.
Yes.
If a person has no wall around his property, then he'll definitely be the guy of the dog owner.
Yeah. Since in town it's not possible for the owner of the property to look after his staff properly, the onus is on the other. Why?
It's normal to have it closed as you go.
But it's not, it's impossible to keep it closed all the time.
Yeah, really, but it's carrying it all.
And since it's not possible to keep it, you people go in and out of the doors the whole time. You don't close the door.
Shut.
Yeah. You're masking my shop, right?
We're in too much.
But it's not just the shop. The same elephant can, you have your front garden. You go in and out your front garden all the time. You're going to close the fence all the time, close the gate all the time. When you come in and out, I'm sure your kids are going in and out. You can't. What are you going to do the whole time? And the postman comes to bring the letters, or make sure you close the door again afterwards. Something which is built here, sorry. In town, doors open and close all the time. It's not one time closing it open. Therefore, the onus is going to be on them. That is the, that's very important. Yeah, I think it's very sensible. Let's try and get to the Mishnah. I want to just finish off with one slides of time. On Thursday. Mark reads Rav Yosef became a rabbi. Rav Yosef made an announcement. Some people say, well, Rav Yosef, it was rabbi made an announcement. The soul came to Eilo, those are going up to Yetzisrael, or the Nachat, or the Nachtin, the Tachto, those are coming down to Balbo.
Why did it say that? Rashi says, in relation to those
who
are going up,
it's still the high plan. It's the soul of the highest land.
Sorry, why did it say that people wouldn't know? People wouldn't. In Russia, he says, in relation to those who are going up, simply where they go. But in relation to those who are coming from Israel, it's not merely they're going to come to follow, but they would be the key.
Okay, let's see this Russia and see if we can explain it. The soul can Eila, what the word mean? Those that go up from Bovate, so. Or the Nachdim et Achtor, those that come down from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Hevei, it's a tzibur, Hevei, be, Bekiin, Bedin, Ze. Make sure you know this halacha. This is going back and both. He's saying a statement. You should know people that come from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Babel, so this is halacha which everyone needs to know. That regardless where you're from, Babel, Eretz Yisrael, Lach Badi, this halacha you have to know. That what? How no easy? The Shukir, these goats. They're master deed. They are called, they go to the shuk, they're walking around in Rishutarabim, Rashi says. Even in Rishutarabim. They're master deed. They're called in lost the people. Masrinon, Bemarayu, Trey, but lost the Zimni. We warn them 2-3 times. It's size. We tell them, lock up the animals. If they listen. Beloy, if they don't, Omin, they say to them, Tim, I must. Go and shecht it. Go to the place where the butchers are standing. Go and slaughter your animals and get money for it. This guy is waiting to the big day when you can shed this animal and also make a lot of money. It's going to be in a few days' time when it's that's the day when you make big money. But he's letting his animals run the streets still then. And in the meantime, they're causing a loss to people. So we say, go and if we warn them three times, look after your animal. If you don't, then we say, go and slaughter your animal. Rashi says it's a good thing.
The person who's being damaged.
The goats that are in the shuk of the butchers, the kind of the sheets that are there for being slaughtered, and at the mashalu, he's waiting out the yom of the shuk until the day of the shuk. We're going to see in Tosis in a minute. Masrino b'marayu, we warn them. Imafsid, if they're causing a loss, I'm feeling b'shikniravim. Even if they're causing a loss in b'shikniravim, we know shem b'shikniravim is potter. That these animals are just roaming in the street and causing us a problem. We tell them tiv amaskato.
This is what we
tiv means to go to return or to stay. That means return to the place where the butchers are shefting, the kabels and get whatever money you can get today. Even if you're not going to get much money, you have to sheft it, hurl, or the shita. Since these animals are designed and designated to be shefted, therefore, although you would like to make more profit next week or the week after, but in Malasol. Your animals are causing a loss. We've warned you three times. You're unable to look after your animals. Go and shed them. Whatever money you get, you'll get. You won't be such high level profit. You'll get some money for what they are designated. Okay, this is. Why don't we just ask a very simple question? Why don't we say, tell the owner of the problems to look after their produce? I mean, if Alan told us, if we tell the owner of the produce to look after the produce. Oh, so what the culture we have an answer. And this happened even in Rishi Tarab. But there it's not possible for owner to look after his own animals, for his own products. That's just it. Yeah, Vinachman himself has overcome this difficulty. So, Tosi, let's see the last days. It's how easy the Shuke. Dafka Bahanu Dagam and Shita. We're specifically referring to those that are designated for Shita. Even though the animals are going to pay for the damage, I mean, Stasis, even if they were damaged, it's unneeded. And they pay for it, nevertheless, we tell them, they avoid the making, Madai, and the dinner. People don't want to start going to court, taking the owners to court. Your animals are causing us a loss. You might have to pay for it, you're causing us a loss, and therefore, sadly, something's no idiom. There's a bother about it. If he's able to claim back the money, so why aren't we forcing them to shed their goats? Let the goats run. And if they come into the Shetanid, they can damage. So the owners of the Shetanid will come and claim the money back. The state says, no, it's about a gun. And it's also something's no idiom. Yeah, it's not him.
So all the United States do not.
Yeah, so it's not saying that. They're saying even if it's in a case where they go only in Rosh Hashanah, would also be a reason why we tell them you have to shift the animals. Even in a case where you go in Rosh Hashanah, where the owner of the Nizik would be able to get his money back anyway, sure.
I don't know,
but if the goats weren't meant for Shechita, but rather were meant for milking, Rochel is also for the world. Yochel Leima, the owner of these goats, or the owner of the world, the sheep will be able to say, no, I don't want to shift my animals. Because she is that Yazik, if it causes damage, you shut him up here. How do I know that? How do I know that that's true? The story of just before him, What was the story beforehand that Avesta was telling him, to look it up, locking up the animals? Right?
Is that stupid?
He was telling him to lock up animals. Why didn't you tell him to check it? Lock up the animals. Check the animals. Why didn't you tell him? Abai, go tell them to check the animals. They're causing me a loss. Go and check them. But I'm not in Zil Shatir. What does that teach us? That only animals which are anyway designated to be slaughtered, then we say, okay, go and check them. But then we go and check them. The animals which are meant for that, you can't tell them to check them. Therefore, this case of. Why not?
Because he didn't
say back
and put up a fence.
That's why I
suspect.
Why
didn't
you
tell him
to check it?
To tell them to look after their own animals.
Because you tell somebody who's a little older than us. Oh, you say he's a liar.
That's not like that. Telling the whole world how to do that.
You know what?
I wish you all a good day. Anyway, see.
He doesn't know about us. But it's a fence. Baby, I'm not upset.
I think the command has said that engaged in harm people. We're going to bring a grace there, but then Rabbeinu Chananya held that Rabbi Yoitz said you don't need to put up. Because Abaye was one of the Mechadish that you do need. So why didn't Rabbi Yoitz tell them to go and short and slaughter the animal? Answer is that those animals weren't slated to be slaughtered, and therefore he couldn't tell them to slaughter. All he can say is, lock them up already. That's all he could tell them. So maybe we were zeich to finish Shein. Shein Regal, we finished now. We have actually finished it. We're now moving on. The next noise, which is Tom, Lord, yeah. Karen, Shitanidik, Shitamazik, take us to the end of the day.
Is there anyone saying that one could take in already after these three times that they've been born and just tell the guy, go collect the money from the butcher? I took it already, go collect it. And now Rashi is Mechadish, the only time that we allow to take the animal on your own. Not coming to us for the basement and getting upset from us is when you know that this person was intending on taking it to the butcher. And if he's not taking it, it's causing you damage instead of you having a loss of money. You're allowed to take it out 3 times in the morning. You're allowed to go take it to the butcher and tell him to go collect his money. You don't have to suffer a loss.
I didn't see that. The loss is lost. Okay. The loss is speaking to him.
I took your animal. You were intending. You told Shimmy and the other day.
You don't say to him, Loy Amrina. If you Loy Amrina, you say to him to who?
You say to him or no?
No, the last thing is Lashman. We say to him, who's the him? Tim Amach Sata. Who is Amas Khata? Who is the him?
His name is the owner of the goats.
Owner of the goats.
Both will let your money.
Timamak Sato, what does that mean?
Go to the butcher's market.
Yeah, why? Because there
you got to let him be chef with him. Because you were intending to take away. I saved you some time and money.
Very normal.
Go now and collect your money.
I can't say yes or no, but let me see.
That's not
it. Okay.
How would you know that you get the tendency?
First of all, these goats are
such a big accent. That's such a shit. Hitler, chef, then. The Kabil Zuza, a bit of a humor, the lab, the sugar, Shahit Lu. Shahit Lu.
Oh, you, the person who's suffering, take the animals.
What does the word lay mean? To who is it talking to?
Take these goats, Stop all
right. Don't shut it.
Okay, the goats.
Where? Based on what you
said.
Originally, we say to the sufferer. That's how you want to carry on. Tiva Machsalto, go to this butcher place and get your money. And put the word on. So you're saying kibbutz zuzuk means the money that you lost.
That's true.
Land of Rashi. Yeah. So not like that. Tiva machsato. Mokim my mitzvah. The kapel zuzuk. Afim b'yom adelav shugon. Even if it's a day that's not the story. Shechit lu.
Shech this animal.
Shech them.
Shech them, yeah.
Roer or shechit l'kayim.
No. I can say, since we know, and Yaakov was asking, how do we know? We know because of the types of goats they are. Yes,
it's going to get your money. Even though it's not the day of the shuk, and you would want to wait and make more money,
you would want to
check it and take the money that whatever you get now.
Yes.
Go get whatever money you would get now. It's talking about the owner of the sheep. It's speaking to the owner of the sheep. Go. What?
I'm not listening.
Based on what's him.
Is it? Is it waiting for the next day or the next day?
Is it coming?
No.
That is the shot. Okay. Okay, now what do I need you to do from the Mishnah into a town until, for the time being, until Tonar Abomon, which is about 20 lines down on the Khaktanet onwards? Go on now.
Can I answer this question?
One question.
This is the case. Talking about someone got damaged. He warned his neighbor three times.
Yossi, I'll tell you that Jane is a compliment. We warn him. That's my question. We warn him three times.
You warn him.
And then we tell him, and shepherd.
This thing, right?
It's the base. I'll tell him. Since you're not listening, we force you to go to a book.
He didn't listen to what before.
To look after his animals.
He doesn't tell him to look after
it. Yeah.
He didn't listen to that. No. He listened to the chat shop. He didn't listen to that before. We called him, eat that. And put him away. Three times he didn't listen. But now he tells him to sell it and lose money. He'll listen. That makes sense.
The shoytim will take it.
Oh, the shoytim
will force it. He's going to get his money. Every cousin's got a right son to take it.
Yes.
The shoytim will force him to share his animal and receive whatever money he can get now for that. That's what we'll get. How much will he have to pay?
He's going to save the animal with the shoytim.
Who's
saving?
The owner.
You want to say basically?
Is going on the animal.
Yeah.
You'll receive whatever money you want.
Okay.
You're jumping around, Yossi. It's a problem with you. You're jumping around. You're not tying yourself down to anything. You start seeing one shot and say, so that means that the owner of the ones who got damaged will get their money back. No, it's now the owner of the ones who. Oh, also, even see the one guy, so choose whatever you want, but keep to one shot. Don't be jumping and can't discuss anything. Is going on the owner of the goats, will get his money. For the goat's meat. Whatever you can get, that's what we'll get. That's what the Shkirzulich means. Go and get your money. Shep it and go get your money. If he's not going to listen, maybe Mason will shep it off badly. But Shkirzulich is going on the owner of the goat.
The best
guy can some go and take his animal and check it. It's incumbent on a Hindu, and why would you have an avarian? What happens if you have an avarian that doesn't want to listen? So there's a mutual basin to deal with it. Whether the beast basin beats him up to force him to do it, or basin themselves go and do it up badly.
There are cases you can take upon your own hands.
It's very limited cases.
It's not this case here. Don't be the Rashi is not in such a case.
All right. My dear friend of Yossi, what is difficult? Have you a problem? Amina Lay, listen to him. Go to the butcher place and collect your money. What does the word collect your money mean? No, it doesn't. It means get your money. The owner of the goat should collect his money. Now, if you're willing to accept that every time we speak, you're going to say, a new job, a new shot, I can't argue. But if we want to understand, we want to own it, let me say, go to the butcher, take your money. I got you. Even if it's not your condition, you get whatever you get. So we're speaking to him. Now, you've got a question, what happens if he doesn't want to listen? I'm happy to say maybe the base will do it. But to translate the Gemara, simply translate the Gemara without training some cop, try and change every 2 minutes what the Gemara is saying. Simple translation, not simple. The translation of the Gemara is that the owner of the goat, we're talking to the owner of the goat, go and get your money.
And he said, no one's going out. And he said, yes. Okay. Well, there's no choice. There's no choice.
If you won't listen, it could be me to enforce him. How will be some force him on the beef sell all the base? And not that any other guy can go and some do it. That's clear.